chapter 18. First King chapter 18. If you feel sleepy, you can stand up or go to have a cup of coffee.
21.
Before we 18, go, continue our study.
And Elijah came to all the people and said,
"Because
how long
we see
will
the, in the beginning of
Ezekiel to opinion?
God show
if
his
the
glory
Lord
to Ezekiel
to
motivate
him
to serve.
If Baal,
and this glory of God
him,
prevailed in
but
his
the
temple, right?
Answer him
no.
not a word.
Especially when Solomon
Elijah challenged
temple,
the chosen people of God.
It's so glorious. Even priest
why
was
do you
unable
to God, right?
To stand.
If
the
Lord is God,
however,
is the true God,
the glory,
then you just follow God.
Depart from the temple,
right?
Step by step.
Take away the
gradually,
idol. Destroy the idol.
The glory left.
But if
the temple,
the
because of what?
Idol.
Baal
is
one
God.
Words, idol worship.
Then you just follow Baal. You don't do.
And that temple today
to
represents
God.
The church.
Then
the church is the place God manifests His glory.
Why do they?
However,
and why did they?
If
answer
the church
not a word,
idol,
why?
Then the
why?
Glory of God
why
will
not answer a word?
Leave the church. So because of this reason, it's critical important to understand what is
can you imagine
idol.
Why did they not answer a word?
What does that mean? So this morning I would like to sum up, and this
because
question will be included in the last section of the text.
Decision. Or they did not want to
this
make
question
a
will be included in the last section of the test. How many different
so
kinds of idols in
your
the Bible?
Feet stand on the two poles.
And what
double-minded
does
the best
it
way.
Means?
Because worship
what is the contemporary, what is the
Baal
means today?
It's the culture.
Let me repeat
and
one more
culture
time.
Is very powerful.
The first idol,
so the Israelites living in that culture.
Serpent.
If they abandon Baal,
bronze
they will be
serpent.
Isolated. Nobody wants to be
it's
isolated.
A vessel
right?
being used by God to
but
channel His blessing to the Israelites.
If they follow Baal
what does that mean
and
today?
Abandon the true God, whatever, their conscience
the
will never be clear
been used
because
by God
they knew
to
in their mind, they knew from so
if you
many
look into the book, Acts,
story,
and that vessel
right, pass on generation to generation, so many stories, how
worker
God
of God. Or
brought
you and me,
their forefather,
because
out
we
of
go
Egypt
and preach the gospel and somebody receives the blessing.
Right?
Because we pray and somebody's
so
difficulty
they
will resolve. Because
God.
We preach somebody believing
so
the gospel. So we are the
this arouse God.
This all used by
right?
God to channel the
because
blessing.
Heart,
but God is the one who deserves all the credit.
One of the
so it is God. Should be glorified, should be worshipped. It is not the vessel.
Prosperity.
So this is the first meaning.
We'll
if
idol.
We idolize any
so
worker of God,
worship
then
the
we
people
are
who has
like the Israelite, worshipping the bronze serpent. The second,
right.
The vessel is gold calf.
Of course,
in Exodus chapter 32.
It's
the first one is in Second King chapter 18.
There's a blessing of God.
A golden calf.
If we consider achievable
two stage
so
of interpretation.
Point,
the first
right?
stage is
can sacrifice
in our life,
Saturday
the goal of life.
Can
if we pursue money as our primary goal,
servitude in the church,
everything
you can
every
sacrifice
day, think about my money.
Principle.
You can
the goal of life is to pursue money.
Then
everything
in the church,
worshipping
one
the
idol.
I want to.
This first stage of meaning.
Achievement.
The second stage. If you look in Acts chapter 32,
to the
they attribute
the, invisible
that
they
it's the gold calf who bring them out of Egypt.
It's become
so what does that mean?
Person who is
today,
an idol
if we consider money is everything, money can
good.
What? Make the church grow.
Oh,
money can promote the church work.
One of the idol.
Then
however,
money becomes the idol in the church.
Mentioned that,
it is the power of God.
Elijah
it is God himself
so
who is almighty,
lonely, right?
who can motivate people. To contribute the
so
manpower. It is God
19,
himself
say, oh,
who can motivate the people
I
to contribute the money. It is
and
not the power of the money.
If
we emphasize
19,
too much on the power of the money
18,
in the church development,
did,
then we are worshipping idol. So it's very
yet
subtle way, inference very subtle way. But it did exist.
Israel,
it does exist. And it will exist if
to
we are not aware about the teaching of the Bible.
That has not kissed him.
So one day, sooner or later, you will be chosen by the church council member, or some of you probably will become
idol
in your minister. And this
we
7,000
fully aware about
ready to
when the power of God comes to them,
even
the
society,
they are filled
so
by the Holy Spirit.
Culture,
and they come trained
with
the
manpower. And other people pursue
they choose
success.
Seven people to become a worker of
God.
And then they come with the financial
7,
power. They
maybe
contribute everything.
The 7,000,
and everything shall come.
Our reserve.
Oh, so it is the power of God
by the idol
who
in your heart,
initiate
the
holy work. It is not the
right?
money.
So this is the second
serving
meaning.
God is more important.
So there are two stages of meaning. Personal goal of life. You will pursue money as your first
even
primary
we achieve
goal,
something,
then you are worshipping.
We still have a purpose.
The golden
for
cow.
The sake of
if
God's
the church
glory,
development
for the sake
you
of
emphasize
God.
Too much on money,
and that kind of achievement then is meaningful.
We are inviting.
If you take away achievement, take
the
away
idol,
God
the
from
the third
the
one
goal you pursue, then nothing is meaningful.
Ezekiel chapter 8,
so this
talk
is
about the tamers,
another
right
so
in the temple
idol
of God, and you find out the image of tamers. Tamers, according to
one.
Some research,
Judges chapter 8
is related to the love, sexual love,
the book of Judges,
sexual happiness.
Chapter 8.
And right now, you look into the culture right now, yes, this become idol.
Oh.
So, this generation is a generation worshipping the idol of the pleasure of sex. Now, so a lot of people commit a lot of sin.
Verse.
So this is the third idol. The
24.
Fourth idol.
This is the Indian request.
First King chapter 18.
From his fellow
the people there
to
worship
do one thing for him.
Baal. And Baal, according to research,
25.
Is the God of prosperity. God of prosperity. So they answer, we will gladly give them.
The God of success.
Verse 24. So Gideon said to them, I would like to make a
God
request
of
you
of
that each of you would give me
yes, we can have
the earring
goal
from
of life, but
his
even our goal of
render.
Life, you want to
for
study to the highest level of your study.
That's fine, as long as it has something to do with God.
Asmary.
I want to serve God, I want to glorify God.
Asmary.
But you take it away.
Verse 25.
My goal
so
is to
answer,
be successful.
Credit to them.
Enjoy prosperity.
The garment and
nothing
each
more than
man
more important than
the
that.
And from the
they are worshipping the Baal.
Now, what did they do for this?
The last
earring?
One. Ephod. Ephod should be dressed up.
Verse 27.
There is a cross. Put it on.
And Gideon
you know, go into the
into
temple to worship God.
Ephod.
So Ephod means
to set up is in his
if
city.
We give ourselves the credit of all
offer.
The holy work we involve, then we are worshipping the idol. Who is the idol? We ourselves, the idol. Because
and
we take the credit.
All the
Israel we take the credit.
The hallowed
with the campus
it.
Fellowship, the RE
and
class,
it becomes
the
a snare
true seeker conversion.
And
we give
house.
All the credit to human beings.
Then
a snare. We are worshipping the idol.
His house. What?
We are nothing but a vessel.
Snare to
so
and
we
and
do not
house.
Deserve anything.
It referring to what?
So this is a five different kind of idol and different kind of meaning. So this will be in the test
Ephod,
of the last
right? Ephod. Ephod.
What is Ephod?
Last class.
When
no,
the Israelite, right, the priest, before
now
they
come
go
back
into
to
the temple,
Ezekiel,
they have to put a special cross.
Without putting the special cross, they were unable to go into the temple to serve God. And that cross called Ephod.
And so Gideon asked the people, you just give me the earring. Where comes the earring? The earring is it's the things you take from
your enemy.
The first 10,
because
15
in chapter
we go slowly, but from chapter 15
Midian,
to
chapter 7,
30, Gideon defeats
Midian,
the other tribe, Midian.
Chapter 11,
and take away a lot of gold from them. He used gold to make an ephod. And that ephod,
chapter 11, the exile
symbolized
a trap.
Becomes
he mentioned this morning.
And his
the first part, so what
does
from
that mean?
1 to 12, talk about
you know,
exile.
Human being had one weakness.
It is to
what is the
show
weakness?
God's
we read
justice.
Chapter 7.
Judges
so Jerusalem
chapter 7.
Will be, people in there shall be killed.
Verse 2. chapter 7, verse 2. And the Lord said to Gideon,
so in that moment,
the people who are with you are too many for me.
The Lord is,
and to give the Midianite into their hand. This
verse
12 is the glory
last section we mentioned about verse 12. Chapter 11, verse 12.
Me, saying, my own hand has saved me.
And you shall know that I am the Lord, and you have not walked in my statute. Walk in my statute today means my teaching, the words of God in the Bible, nor excuse my judgment. Because the words of God in our heart, so we can excuse God's judgment. Because the move of Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit will move us to make judgment according to the teaching of the Bible. But you have done according to the custom of the Gentile. Custom according to the Gentile right now
give credit to themselves.
The culture.
After you defeat the enemy, right?
So in that generation, people follow the culture instead
of
following the teaching of the Bible.
So the enemy was defeated.
No wonder God was
so
angry or so
jealous.
So today we have to understand the culture has many good points.
Medium to defeat the Midianite, right?
Some part of culture is strongly against
22,000
of the Bible. So we cannot 100% subscribe the value of the culture.
32,000
we have to make a proper judgment. If the culture is against the teaching of the Bible,
it's good,
right? So many people.
No.
And God said, no, too many people.
Against this kind of tie.
Right. If the culture is good,
afraid,
not against the teaching of the Bible.
Afraid of that.
If you want to fight, right? You're afraid of that. How can you fight? So the most important thing in a family education is not the culture.
Only 10,000. God still feels,
oh, too many people.
Don't you think that fighting in more people is better, right?
Killed. They were going
but
to exile
no.
because they follow the culture
then God asked
instead of following
to make
God's
the 10,000 people to drink the water.
Chapter 11,
but only 300 people qualified.
So this
and
is
you see 300 people
God.
To fight. Originally there are
now you look in verse 13,
32,000, but right now it only 300.
Now
people.
It happened while I
so
was
is not even
prophesying
one
that
in a hundred.
So little people to fight the enemy.
The
why?
Son of
because so little
Benani
people
die
to fight
then
the enemy and overcome the enemy, and everybody knows it is because of power
said,
of God.
Oh Lord,
so we can be victorious.
God, well,
it is because
of make
power
a
of God.
Complete no. end I, of the remnant of the Israel.
Now, after
while he was prophesying
over
right?
the battle. He didn't
one
make
of
a mistake.
Prophet
collect all the
also
gold.
Ezekiel was terrified. I'm
what
only prophesying and one people die. Then what is going to happen?
Because the gold
will destroy everybody.
Will remind the Gideon.
Well, this gold come from
Ezekiel was
prophesying.
So the
and
gold
remind
Gideon.
That means?
It is we who defeat the enemy. So we have the gold. So every time when he put on the evil, try to worship God. He touched the garment,
the meaning
and all of a sudden, he feel, oh, this garment because of me. Prophesying
and
I, when people die,
fight with the enemy.
What the meaning?
So we defeat the enemy.
So
the
we
prophecy
have the
goal
goes through
evil.
The mouth of Ezekiel,
so
carry weight. Do you know what I'm talking? They are going to be destroyed now.
One person
died.
About his
really?
Own
so
achievement
Ezekiel
for the sake of God.
Prophecy is not joking.
Idol.
Right? You're prophesying the city is going to be destroyed. A lot of people are going to be killed. Now,
when people die,
for
so
example,
prophecy
if
is
you are
joking.
In a pioneer area.
That's the same thing, right?
In the book of
the first there, right?
Acts.
And through your hard working,
in the book of
through
Acts,
your preaching,
there was
one couple
family
killed.
Believe. And later on, through your hard working, few family become a family service. Through your hard working, the family
one couple
service become house of prayer.
Who?
Through your hard working, and the house of become what?
Right?
Where?
Become a church.
Or the couple killed.
Unconsciously.
In the bottom of your
where?
Heart.
Or the couple killed.
Most of people will feel, right? Today,
where?
There is a TJC in certain cities because of
right?
who?
Because
the
of
couple
me.
Was killed.
I'm the pioneer. I put a lot of effort
and the couple
into
brought
it.
The money to
so
Peter,
from
right?
the bottom of our heart,
by the Holy Spirit,
we feel that
the money
today
have?
The church grows in this
Anana
kind of
said,
degree.
Yes.
It's because my
said,
achievement.
Then
there is
the Holy
idol
Spirit,
there.
Right?
And Ananias died
in our heart.
Some of the youth carried Ananias and buried.
God, we
and
try to give credit to ourselves.
Keep on waiting. How come my husband didn't come back for lunch?
Not many people,
not lunch.
Sure have Where is Come back.
Percentage of member.
Wife coming and looking for the husband.
Father or
and Peter asked the wife, is that all the money you have?
And the wife said, yes. And then what?
And then people say, talk to their grandchildren or great-grandchildren.
They have a feeling.
And during your conversation, they have feeling.
Do
they teach grow into this kind of
what?
The
words of God
carry weight. Because my grandfather, my great-great-grandfather has done a lot for the church.
Then it's
judging them. You know, after
Ananias,
we should never think about TJC because of somebody else. It is all because of God.
Come into
all
the
other people is nothing but the
vessel. Must be praying and repenting.
Even the local church.
God, please forgive
me.
Right? If they don't repent, they probably come in and die here.
The power of God,
the work of God.
We human beings are nothing but the vessel.
So today,
from our bottom of heart,
words of God carry weight.
Try to remember,
because
of me.
If we
work hard,
follow,
so the church becomes in this state.
Sometimes you will be judged in the day of judgment. Sometimes you will be judged right away.
Or we don't talk about
a grand
scale,
right? We talk about your campus
brother and sister. Some of the campus fellowship.
We hope everybody can
no life there,
be qualified to get married in the church. Right?
10 people in the
but
campus only.
If we are not qualified to get married in the church,
to move
and
in,
you come
and start to
put the church to get married,
to
you can lie, right?
To other
you
people.
Sign the
marriage
application,
the campus
everything
no
revived.
Very holy, right?
Right now, you have
but do you know,
10, 15 when
people
we pronounce
the campus
in the name of Jesus Christ,
everybody
right? We start the wedding ceremony.
The faith is strengthened.
But you are not
be
qualified. You pretend you are qualified.
From the bottom of heart, if we have feeling,
it is because of me.
So the campus
will revive.
It is because of me.
Anything could happen.
Your family, grow to
anything
this kind of
could
state,
happen.
Then
there
your,
is idol there.
Your marriage,
idol
anything
in your
could
heart.
Happen.
What is idol?
In your children?
You give credit.
So we have to be very careful,
and
when
that will arouse.
We
God's
do
jealousy.
Everything in the name of Jesus
sometimes
Christ.
We heard
in the name of Jesus Christ,
it's
carry
about.
Weight. In the name of Jesus Christ, cast out the Satan. In the name of Jesus
why?
Christ, you can heal the sickness and resurrect the dead.
So long.
But in the name of Jesus Christ, every week I spend time.
Because God
to
is
do
God
my personal
justice.
Evangelism. Because I do the
follow
up and out. So
today,
in
let Trucy go and baptize.
Anything wrong?
The first part
of something
about
wrong.
God's justice.
What's wrong?
So he is going to exercise
God's
judgment
because
and punish.
You emphasize
so
too
right
much.
Up
and in the time
I
of prophesy, one person
died. For you.
Means the prophecy is
give a right
real. It's not
I
a joke.
Encourage him.
Everything is
I. And where is God?
The second part
today
is
he can be baptized because I.
Chapter 11,
idol.
Verse 13.
You become an idol.
The other side
then
of God's character is
jealous.
Mercy. Do you know, if God don't open that person's heart, he will never understand the truth. If God don't touch his heart, he will never want to live his former lifestyle. If God don't move him, he will never want to be baptized. Today, he can be baptized because of what? Because God's work. God's work. You are nothing but a vessel. But the instrument only.
16.
How can we give credit to ourselves?
16.
Right? So when we turn the book of Ezekiel,
therefore,
we turn the book
say,
of Ezekiel,
thus
right?
says the Lord,
although I have cast them
about
far
ourselves,
among
it's not
the
only
Gentiles.
Theory in the Bible.
After we studied
and
that,
although I have
go,
scattered
and then
them
finish. No.
Among
the Ezekiel
the
is to try to
yet
remind us we should not arouse God's jealousy
in the
by placing an idol. In the church,
even though
in our life,
in
our
heart.
God did not totally abandon them.
So God said,
I will be the sanctuary.
What does
that mean? I will be the sanctuary of you. When you are in the exile,
the Bible.
If you really worship me with a repentance
idol.
Heart, I still
one,
will listen to your
one,
prayer. I still will take care
material.
Of you. I will still continue to bless you.
It's
that means
one.
I'm
the
sanctuary. The
second one,
where you are in the exile.
The bronze serpent represents
and verse 17,
the channel used by God.
Therefore, says, thus says
the
Lord, I will gather you from the people, assemble you from the
and
countries and where you have been
golden
scattered.
Cow.
And I
golden
will give you the
land
of Israel. I will gather you, I will assemble you. And I will bring you back to the land of Israel.
13,
this is the
14.
Message of hope. This is the message
Thomas,
of consolation. This is the
God
love
of love.
God.
Actually,
so the second part is talk about the mercy and the love of God.
Nowadays,
the mercy and love
sex,
of God.
Sexual pressure
never changed.
Ahead of God.
So from 19 onwards, then talk about God is going to transform their heart.
And idol
not only outwardly take care of them.
First Kings chapter 18
will transform them inwardly.
And God of prosperity. We worship prosperity instead of God.
And I will give them one heart. And I will put a new spirit within them. And take
remember our
the stony heart out of their flesh and
God's
give them a heart
remember
of flesh.
Our own achievement.
You look in verse 19, right?
And
everything starts from I.
Oh.
I will give
so,
them
So, let's come back.
One heart.
After we understand
I will
the idol,
put a
right?
new spirit
come
in
back to Ezekiel talk about
I will
then
take the stony heart out of them
and,
their heart, and I will give
the
them
idol.
A heart of flesh.
Ezekiel
everything initiated from I.
So what does that mean? Come back to
only God can
8.
Change a person. When God changes a person, that is the grace of God. Even though their heart
chapter
is
8,
stone,
talk about
as heart
we
stone,
have mentioned so many times,
God
right?
When the Spirit could come, and all of a sudden, Ezekiel's eye opened, and he saw the idol
in a vision.
So today, what does that mean?
God's temple.
So what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Only when God opened your spiritual
member,
eye, then all of a sudden,
believe,
you can see in my heart, there is idol.
Member,
only God opened our
heart,
you can see, then your life, there is idol. You are not worshipping God.
Who as a human being, how can
you only worshiping God outwardly, but inside there's idol.
Our family or friend,
substitute
or,
God.
Or
you are pursuing idol.
Pray
and invite more people
God.
To pray together.
When
you open our eyes,
all of
a sudden
God,
you see
God
the church has idol. All of a sudden you find out
worshiping idol in the church.
A stony heart can be changed.
So
soft,
when our
heart
opens,
all of a sudden we find out
why the reason
God
wants
to manifest His glory in the church.
Because
open
there is
make
idol.
A judgment, right?
These kind of people use
it. So in order to let the church to grow,
right?
We have to
and
remove
kind of people
the idol
looks
from
very
our heart,
polite,
from
our
family,
polite,
from our church.
Not only
so
shaking the hand, bow down the hand 90 degrees, like Japanese,
come
right?
Back to the church.
So this person must be the person who has great hope,
right?
But sometimes it's just
also the church
contrary to your thinking.
So
those who are very polite, they come
now
to the church, they have a good manners,
for
and after the decent evangelical service, give you some praise.
Oh, thank
you. Again, the spiritual sermon is very good.
I
mean, some of the
truth
here and there.
Matter.
Your sermon very good. But I look at them during the time of sermon, they are dozing, they are sleeping. How come they say, your sermon very good? That's a
you go into chapter 8, verse 7.
Just being diplomatic.
Chapter 8.
And after they listen that, they never want to be baptized.
All right.
But some people, they come to the church, you look into the face are very serious.
So he brought me
you
the
know
door,
the person
brought
not easy
me
to
the door
get accepted,
of the
not
court.
Easy to accept Jesus
and
Christ.
When
and
when
after you preaching that,
there
ask another question, try to argue
wall.
With you, right? Something happened. After 2-3 nights, they receive Holy Spirit. After they receive Holy Spirit, they want to be baptized.
And when I
it's different from
wall,
what you think.
There was a door.
Really?
And verse
we
9,
look at people from the outer appearance.
God look at people
into their heart.
Abomination,
so,
doing there.
God wants to show
so
His care about the Israelites.
So,
not only outwardly protect them, take care of them, and bring them back. Inwardly, God wants to transform their heart. Once
the
heart been transformed, they can really fear God. They can really turn back to God.
The
and they can receive the blessing
God
forever.
So God asked Ezekiel to dig a hole from the wall.
How come you have to dig a wall? Dig a hole. Because the wall will block your vision.
But if you dig a hole, you are able to go in,
21.
Penetrate the wall, go inside. When you go inside, you will see the idol inside. So what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Verse
outwardly,
23.
Everybody, can you see my heart?
Chapter 21,
verse
23.
Can I see your heart?
No.
Why?
22.
Because so the cherubim dip up here, wings, and with
in
the wheel
you, right?
beside them, and the
but
glory
dig
of the
a hole means
Israel,
you have
was
to
above them.
Search yourself, go deeper into your own heart
of the law,
and to
went
see
up
whether
from
the
midst
of the city
something
and
in
stood
the church
on
too.
The mountain.
You cannot only
which
see
is
the
on the
superficial
side
of
the
everybody
city.
Come to attend the service, so the church has no problem. Right?
Left.
Look into it.
Left Jerusalem.
From the spiritual perspective, dig a little bit deeper into
imminent.
Destruction is imminent.
Where there's
why?
Idol.
Because God's glory
so
already
that means
left Jerusalem.
Examine the in a spiritual sense.
Now, verse 25.
Because the physical sense,
so I spoke to
wrong.
Those who
but you dig
in captivity
into it.
In
all
the
of the
things
sense,
the Lord has shown to
idol
me.
Here.
Point
the
B.
Most powerful
the leader
proof
in secret.
That the prophecy
chapter
is true.
8.
How do you know the prophecy is true? 11? What is the most powerful proof? The most powerful
and
proof
there
is,
stood before them 70 men of the elder of the house of Israel, and in the middle stood Jezebel, the son of
Shiva.
Each man had censer in his hand.
12,
and a thick cloud of incense.
The exile symbolized.
So what did the 70 elder do?
There are many symbolic acts
inside the world.
What did the 70 elder do?
What was the 70 elder doing? So chapter 12, verse 1 to 16, the migration of the prophet.
Worship the idol.
So elders are supposed to be the leader.
So God commanded,
but
if he
is the leader,
what should he do? Worship the idol.
So what does that mean?
Verse 4 onwards,
in the daytime,
a lot of
before the eyes of all the
Israelites.
But sometimes, because
you have to carry all your luggage out.
It's gone astray.
So the congregation follows.
Just like
the person being captured.
But today
we're
not talking
about
all
that
luggage aspect.
We talk about, most of you are RE teacher,
so
right?
Evening,
or RE coordinator, right? You are not a church leader,
doing the
but
same thing.
You are leader of your IE class.
So
right?
This is a symbolic act, which means they are going to be captured outside.
Right? Are you leading your
RE
students worshipping the idol?
So I did as I was commanded and brought out my belongings.
So
by
when
day.
Everything be
achieved, go into
we
the
give
captivity,
glory to somebody
and even I dug through the wall with my hand, I brought them
your lifestyle. Your lifestyle.
And then on my
whether
shoulder,
we represent our lifestyle
so
as a role model for the IE student to imitate.
Is coming.
Our lifestyle, is that the indication we are pursuing
16.
The success? The most important, more important than God?
Same thing.
If we set that kind of goal,
ask Ezekiel
to
move
our steps,
out of the city,
the idol.
Use the
action. We are not saying you cannot
prove.
Study hard. Yes, you can study hard.
To forecast.
But while you are studying hard, you have to let the student know, I study hard with a purpose, and that purpose
now
connected to God.
13.
Even I study hard, but it will never
substitute
my net
over him.
It will never substitute
and he
God.
Will be
in my life. God is still most important.
Caught
in my
when it's time for
snare,
Sabbath,
I come to the
and
Sabbath.
I will bring him
when it's time for prayer, every day
Babylon.
I pray. When it's time to serve, I use opportunity
to
serve.
The land of the
so my studying heart never affect my servitude to God. My studying heart never affect my relationship with God.
Then
you set a good example. But if you are RE teacher, you skip the Sabbath, you skip the prayer, you have no spiritual life, everything is try to achieve your own goal.
And verse 15,
we are worshipping the idol.
Then they shall know that I am the Lord when I scatter them among
the nations. So we learn this lesson for us.
And disperse them
we can
throughout
avoid
the countries.
Worshipping the idol. Number C.
God's action of retribution will make them know they are under the control of God.
So chapter 8, verse 6.
They will know God is the Lord.
And then chapter 12, verse 17 to 20. Eat and drink in anxiety and despair.
And also chapter 8, verse 17.
From verse 17 to 20.
Let's see chapter 8, verse 17.
17. Moreover, the words of the Lord came to me,
and
saying,
he said to me,
18,
have
son
you
of man,
eat
your bread
son of man,
with
quicklings,
and drink
the
water
house of Judah
with trembling
to commit
and anxiety.
An abomination
which they commit here,
why had to use,
for they have
why
filled
eat and drink
land
in
with violence, then they have returned to provoke me.
Eat and drink in a hurry.
Instead, they
try to
the branch
forecast
to their nose
how the Israelites
they provoke God
will eat and drink in captivity.
All right,
point B.
Trembling.
The punishment there. Of the holy city,
which is in,
and the city will be destroyed.
Chapter 9,
verse 20.
Since there is an idol, arouse God's jealousy. So, chapter 9.
You look into the
punishment of God
Japan
coming.
After the earthquake, right? In May,
chapter
March,
9, verse 3 to 5.
People are all gathered in the public area, in the school or in stadium.
From verse 1.
While they are eating and drinking, the aftershock,
earthquake
and
after the shake still happening.
To my hearing,
so while they are eating and drinking, they are trembling too.
That those who have
did not know when the big
over the city draw
again.
Near,
right.
Each with a
something like that
weapon at his hand.
Right. Isaiah eating
so
and drinking
going
with trembling
angel
to typify the Israelite is going to...
Angel coming for what?
Coming to
kill.
Trembling.
Kill whom?
While living in Jerusalem.
Those who worship the idol.
The destruction is
so
coming.
So this is...
21
the consequence of worshiping the idol.
The judgment
so we may not be
near.
Killed physically,
right?
But in our heart, if we have idol there,
spiritually we may be dead because there are some prophecy. 22.
Now, verse 3.
A son of man.
So now the glory of the Lord of Israel gone out from the
people have about
where
the land
have
of Israel,
been,
which say
to
the days are prolonged. And every
and
vision
he called
failed.
To the
why
man
the day prolonged and every vision failed? Because a lot of false prophets.
The writer
last false prophet, but when the
side.
Due time
verse 4.
Come, nothing happened. Do you remember? There was a family radio, right? Family radio.com.
Look at verse 6.
There was a
utterly slain
elderly person,
man,
almost in the reach the age of 90,
and woman.
And
the
family radio
anyone
headquarters is in Oakland,
is a
Northern California.
And
in 19
my century, so
which
they
I forgot
began
which year.
With the elders
1990s
who were
or which year.
Before
if
the temple.
He had a prophecy. In
so
certain days,
it
will be rapture. The second coming of Jesus Christ.
Send the angel, right?
But that time, nothing happened, right?
Send.
Oh, so
the,
this time, he was very sure.
To the
100% sure.
Those who are more
2011,
sad
May
21st,
something
the
like
idol
that, right?
Worshipping, your forehead to have the make
rapture
the mark,
again,
right?
Jesus is coming
so
again.
Verse
so he spent millions of dollars. Create many signboards,
so
even
mobilize
a lot
of
his followers.
Jerusalem and put a mark
distribute
on the forehead of
right?
the man
in certain
who sign and
that
cry over
Jesus is coming.
The abomination.
But
if they have the sense of what?
The day
God,
coming.
If they have a guilty
a lot of people
feeling
watching in the headquarters.
Of worshiping the idol, you make a mark.
Nothing happen.
So,
right.
In the city,
but
there are two groups of people.
Right now
what are the two groups of people?
Change his account.
One group of people, the forehead has a mark.
5 months.
Another
right?
group of people,
October
the forehead has no
again.
Mark. Let me ask you.
Well,
which group
all that kind of prophecy,
to?
Is
which group do you
fail to fulfill? Why?
Anyone
because
you think,
the Bible says,
if you are in
nobody
that city,
knows.
Anyone
right?
you
your
think your forehead
to
has a mark, raise your hand.
So, because of so many false prophets
in the city of Jerusalem, the
when
people can be categorized into two.
Convince
for a group
people,
of people, the forehead has a mark.
Foreign nation is going
for
to
other type,
invade.
For the remain of the people,
nobody want to believe.
The head has no mark.
So, verse 23.
You are in that city.
Chapter 12,
which
verse 23.
Group do you belong to?
Tell them, therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will lay this promise to rest.
You understand my question, right?
Useless.
Anyone don't understand
and
my question? Raise
they
hand.
Shall no more use it
no
as a
my question, right?
in Israel.
Okay.
But
I
say
to
them, the
day
anyone
you
are
think your
at hand,
has a mark, raise your hand.
And fulfillment of every vision.
Oh, okay.
So the vision
anyone
come from
you think
Egypt
your forehead
has
no mark, raise your hand.
Nobody raise
all
your hand.
The prophecy in the Bible
those
been
who
fulfilled,
has
fulfilled,
except one.
Mark.
Which one?
The angel just failed him.
All the
those
prophecy in the Bible
no
have been fulfilled, except one. Which one?
Why? Because those
the
who have mark means
of Jesus
they feel very sorrow.
Only this
they
one
no
has
control
not been fulfilled yet.
About
and
the people worship the idol. But in their heart, they feel very sorrow.
Very soon. No.
Right? Just like a Lot. Do you know Lot?
No. He lived in
it,
which
city?
Is coming.
The city of Sodom, right?
So 21 to 28.
The Bible says the Lot heart was
judgment.
Feel sad every day.
Is
right?
near.
Feel sad every day because what? Last year he have a heart of righteousness.
Verse 26.
Righteousness. So when he look at people,
and again the words of the Lord came
the heart
to
of
me saying,
grief.
A son of man, look,
love,
the house of the Israel is saying,
a righteous
the vision that
so
he sees
rescue
is
out of
for
the city.
Many days
or all the other
from
city
now.
People been destroyed.
And
so today, what does that mean?
We live in
of
this world, right?
Far off.
You have no control
so
about homosexual marriage.
Different
you
view.
Have no
the
control about
is the
this prophecy is
the homosexual
nothing new.
Pastor,
it's not
right?
going to happen.
You have no control, because I'm a human being. How can I control it? I'm not God.
This is first view.
More important. And the second view is what?
This prophecy is going to be sad about long time happen. That means
our heart have a heart of
righteousness. And our forehead is a mark. Therefore, say
but
to
if
them,
you look in the people who perform this kind
God,
of sinful deeds, and your heart has no feeling
anymore,
even you agree with them, I don't do that, but I agree with them,
will be done.
So I will not postpone. So the destruction is imminent.
Spiritually, very soon.
Very soon it's coming.
You have so God tried to emphasize the point.
The prophecy is true.
Because
so
somebody
we learn
the
these teachings
imminent.
Try to remind us.
It's not going
in
to
this
be
sinful
delayed.
World, even we cannot
reverse the trend, but
we
ourselves
still have to keep a very clear conscience
teaching the
about
Bible,
what is right
about
and what is wrong. This conscience should never be
now.
Dead. If this conscience is dead, then whatever, you will be killed.
Chapter
then
13
to chapter 24
dead?
Is talking about
when
the spiritual condition of Jerusalem.
Movie, right? A lot of movies with the sex and violence.
From the
it was one time,
you repent.
Oh,
that's physical vision.
No good, right?
You
from
was
the, physical
the second
eye,
time,
physical vision.
Jerusalem seems
fine.
Bit
get used to it,
but
still
from
repent.
The spiritual
it
perspective,
the third time, Jerusalem had great trouble.
It seems it,
why?
Not too bad, right?
After you
because
was 100 times
whatever,
of Jerusalem
you
is
look
no
at
good at all.
Movie that
no feeling.
When you have no feeling,
chapter 13,
your conscience
dead.
You talk about
when your conscience is dead,
the false prophet,
you are
the
not
error
far
of the
away
false
from
prophet.
Why Jerusalem's spiritual
because
conscience
is dead.
No good?
Because
when
the
your
city
conscience
has
dead,
many
no
false
mark
prophet.
In your head,
no
the
mark
false
in your head,
prophet
you are not far
misguide
from
the people there.
Started.
This is the reason.
The second reason,
so
chapter 14, the spiritual condition of Jerusalem is no good.
Those
because in Jerusalem there is idolatry. The third reason,
elder.
Jerusalem's
elder,
spiritual condition is no good in chapter 16. Because they
according to the Bible,
prostituting
the judgment
the covenant,
will start from what?
Defile
from
the covenant church?
Or Presbyterian church?
So many reasons,
according to the Bible,
the judgment
the
will start from where?
Actually, was no good.
Now
the judgment
by
what?
Start from
chapter 13.
Right. On the one
chapter
hand,
13,
we receive
the
first is talk about
blessing, but
the
on
false
the other
prophet.
Hand, this was the first place God judged.
The problem comes
so
from the
elder
prophet.
Been used by
you know,
God. Then
what
God,
is
right?
The job of
can
prophet?
Can be ordained as an elder, a leader, right?
But on the other hand, the judgment
what
was
the
start
job
from
of prophet?
You are the RE teacher, right?
What is
it's
the job
blessing.
Of priest?
You can serve God, being an RE
priest
teacher.
Is the one who
but
go into
the judgment
the
will start from
serve
you
God, right?
First,
how about
and
prophet?
To your students.
In the Old Testament, they don't have the Bible. Old Testament, they don't have
the
Bible.
Glory depart from
so
the
temple,
if God has some message
you can
to convey to people,
stage.
What you got? What will God do?
God
the first
will
stage,
convey the
chapter
message to the
8,
prophet.
Verse 1 and 2.
And the prophet will go around the country and convey God's message.
That's like in chapter 1, you see the glorious
tell me this
vision.
And this. So
I
convey
God's God
message
was very
to you.
Glorious.
And, this is
and that glory
you
feel upon
but
God's
in New
temple.
Testament time, do we still
this
have prophets?
First stage. In the time of Solomon dedicated
time,
the
right
temple,
now, do you still
that
have
was
prophet?
So glorious moment. But going to the sixth.
If you read
stage,
the 1 Corinthians chapter 12 or chapter 14, one of the
cherubim
of the Holy Spirit is what? Prophecy.
Where do they put cherubim?
But the New Testament prophecy is different from Old Testament prophecy. What's the difference?
Cherubim was
because
in
the New Testament,
in Holy of the
all the will of God is here. It's in the
right?
Bible.
Cherubim was put in,
it's in the Bible.
On top of the
then the prophecy
ark.
In the New Testament, what does that mean?
So
you have the Holy Spirit.
God was
you are filled by the Holy Spirit.
In the cherubim
you read the Bible,
the
you will know the will of God more than
so
anybody
when
else.
The glory
so
God
when you stand
from
in the pulpit to
means
convey God's words, to
God's
explain the will of God very clearly,
holiness,
you are doing the work of prophecy.
It's not there.
So in the
God
New Testament, when we talk about prophecy
about,
that's in
the
New
the
Testament,
first stage,
it's always
first stage, right?
Related
God's
to preaching.
From the temple.
No.
But they still continue
so
to worship
if anyone
the idol without
don't
repent,
want to
without change,
the Bible,
then
they
see.
And always say, I want to be a prophecy,
the three
be aware. Most of the time, that prophecy is a false prophecy.
The glory of God already
so anything a person say, I want to give you a prophecy,
inside.
Must come from
almost
the Bible.
Already, right?
If it is come from
but
the Bible, then
don't
we don't
repent,
need
right?
your prophecy, right?
Chapter
we only
10.
Need you interpret
and
the Bible correctly.
When you reach to
so
chapter
nowadays,
11,
so-called prophecy means
God.
Through
when
the revelation of
the
Holy Spirit,
the glory of God
we understand the will of God in the Bible more and deeper and more clear and convey the message to others.
that is eventually the
glory of God departs
so
from Jerusalem.
That really,
when the glory of God departs from Jerusalem, there is no protection of
any question?
God. And then Jerusalem fall into the hand of Babylon.
1 minute.
Was totally destroyed.
Any question?
No. So, point one, four detestable things in the temple related to point three, the glory depart from the temple.
So in New Testament, if you want to do the work of prophecy, what should you do?
Come to
first
point
one,
four,
filled by the Holy Spirit.
Point four,
so you can look into the spiritual
the
teaching.
Exile,
the second
symbolized.
One, be familiar with the Bible. If we are filled with the Holy Spirit, and
okay,
take time
we
to read the Bible in depth,
Bible,
you will
yes.
understand God's will. But all the God's will is in the Bible.
Chapter 8, verse 12.
Let's pray in silence.